Sorry about all the noise here. Just bear with me a minute. It's another miserably cold day. I guess not miserable, but it's pretty cold. So, today we are going out to right a wrong, a travesty that has occurred at Guinness. And we are returning a piece of faulty equipment because, you know, it's not like I don't have enough time to be looking after other people's mistakes, really, is what it amounts to. So I bought this piece of a jack for my garage. Problem is, it was improperly marked, and it's not the proper jack, although the sticker on it says it is such and such a jack. It's the wrong one. Some guy in the warehouse was putting stickers on all the red boxes and decided that my red box looked like the other red boxes he was properly pricing, so that's why I have an incorrect jack. So we are taking the jack back. So that's what's happening there. It's a cold day. Oh, gas is $1.14. It was $1.18 yesterday. Gotta get some seat heat on here. So we have cloudy skies. It's 4.5 degrees Celsius above zero. And a little bit of mist on the road. The sun has finally come out. Because, you know, with this daylight savings, or whatever we're in now, Pacific Standard Time is where I am. Standard Time sucks, too. Like, it was getting dark at 3:30 yesterday when I was on my way home from my last adventure. So I should tell you about my last adventure. I did go out to see my father. We drove out to the sticks on a somewhat wet, rainy day. So consequently, the spy car is extremely dirty. Extremely dirty. So I hope to be able to wash the spy car today and then put it away, and we'll get the little sports car out. Because slippery roads were made for sports cars, right? Oh, yes. Shouldn't be driving around this big lug. Problem is, it's good for moving around dead weight. Oh, it's not so bad if they're not so squishy, you know, but oh, sometimes, really, it's like trying to load a dead octopus sometimes. Oh well, enough about bodies in the trunk. So went out to my dad's, had to fix up his internet and his television. Sorry, I'll turn that blowing fan off for you. So he switched to a new television provider, so consequently he you know, the installer comes, disconnects all my complicated wiring so he could have a DVD player, and he records onto DVD, and now this new box is there, and nothing's working, and it's all just a huge state of confusion for my poor old pa. So I had to help him out and rewire his television setup, so now everything works properly. So I did that. And then it was such a nasty day yesterday, I just kind of came home. I forgot, too, you know, we have this dog. You've heard about Max the dog. And I used to be able to go out and gallivant around, and now the dog has to pee all the time. So I had to come home and rescue the poor dog who was trapped in his house. So we've been looking for kennels, too. What Oh, this so saddens my heart to have to put this dog into a kennel. But that is what you have to do if you want to have fun and participate in life and not be tied down by your miserable children. Oh, it's like being a Kodak Insta family now. All of a sudden we have this dog, and the dog needs care just like everything else in the world needs care. So, anyway, enough complaining. I should tell you what. Let's go, people. Go, 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 go! Good job, bus driver. Alright, do we have temperature? We do. We'll just be taking a bit of a passing stance here. Get in front of this big, stinky bus. And assume our position. Lovely. This car is awfully fun to drive, even on the worst day of... Well, it's not worst day. It's just a cold, moist day. Yeah, so kenneling is... it's going to be hard on me to kennel that dog. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, I finally warmed up. Oh, it's cold. I'm sorry. I'm so very cold today. Because, of course, I'm not very well dressed. I'm more dressed for fashion than practicality, unfortunately for me. So, I'm freezing my ass off, but I look great. Okay, well, I am almost at my first destination, so I will... Oh, Polizia. I will leave you here. They're pulling over whom? Oh, that's a... Oh, interesting. Well, I can't say anymore. All right, that's it. We'll be gone.